Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is John Batchelor. I spoke with my colleague, Colonel Jeff McCausland, CBS News, at length, and part of our conversation turned on, in Gaza, what constitutes victory? What is the Israeli aim here, surrounding and closing in on, said to be the leadership or command center of Hamas? The analogy that came to me as we were talking was the Second War, the end of the Pacific War, when the decision was made by commanders not to kill the emperor, not to destroy the palace at the middle of Tokyo, not even to assassinate or bomb, burn the military junta. You needed to have a leadership that could surrender and manage the population's surrender. Otherwise, you're leaping into chaos, anarchy. No one can stop the fighting. What is Israel's plan? Who will surrender? Right now, there's a manhunt for commanders of the attack on the 7th of October and those who are supporting the ambushes in Gaza. At some point, we will come to a surrender or a document that ends the conflict. What will it look like is the question I asked Jeff, and here's his answer. Jeff McCausland.
Well, the Israelis have said that their goal is to destroy Hamas, but frankly, that sounds like a great bumper sticker, but I'm not sure it's a great strategy. I don't know how you affect destroying Hamas unless you say you must kill every current member of Hamas. And even if you do that, doesn't that just encourage the formation of a next group or an expansion of an existing group like Islamic Jihad or whatever? Does it attract more support for other organizations like Hezbollah? So destroying Hamas sounds great since they perpetrated these horrific attacks. But the missing component to me is to understand that the use of military force is a means to an end. And then you have to shape that end by the use of military force. Well, I happen to know the Israelis have talked to some of the people in our military who were involved in formulating the strategy around the surge in Iraq. And they were told we had two sort of objectives. One was to kill the leadership, focus on the leadership. But number two, find a Iraqi partner, political partner that we could work with and use that, if you will, as a vehicle to peel the population away from the terrorist organization. And that had some reasonable success. Right now, it seems clear that the Israelis are bent on the absolute physical destruction of Hamas, are focusing on trying to kill some of the leadership, most notably a guy named Yahyar Sinwar, who's known as the Butcher of Khan Yunis, who has been, you know, one of the primary leaders of Hamas for many, many years, and is largely believed to have been the orchestrator of this particular operation, and his younger brother, who's clearly a senior military leader for the political or the military arm of Hamas. Now, whether they can do that or not, there's some beliefs that the elder Sinwar may actually have departed the Gaza Strip and may now be living in Egypt. So again, how well you can affect your goals by simply killing the leadership or killing the members of Hamas, to me, is still somewhat problematical and doesn't answer that age-old question that was infrequently asked in Washington, which is, and then what? After you get through this military operation, and then what? What do you do then to try to create a more stable situation in the aftermath?
Thank you.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At CVS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. It matters that we're here for you when you need us, day or night. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. It matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, yeah, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at CVS.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.